The question is, does this hype kind of create an expectation that can ruin the game for people? And why do developers make sure that their games are so anticipated when there's a chance that the game could be received poorly? On the line right now, I have Joel Van Dahl. He's the publisher and commercial lead at MCV Pacific to chat about this. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, when we talk about game hype, what do we actually mean?
I think it's an interesting thing, and to your point about movies, it is very much a similar thing as you're seeing it at the moment with Suicide Squad, where there's just, you know, this massive amount of hype. And I think it's really to do with the PR structuring that they do now. I mean, you've been around the traps for a while, and you know that, you know, in previous years it was sort of a very open approach with PR and the lead up, whereas now they have a very sort of staged PR. So, you know, a year out, they're talking about this mechanic in the game, and then, you know, 3 months later, talking about this and this and this. So it's this constant sort of evolution of the hype around the title, so that by the time you sort of, the game's about to come out, they've effectively got you sort of at fever point in anticipation for the game.
Aren't they worried, though, that if the game does then under-deliver, there's going to be a big backlash?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I think with games, the one thing that you probably don't get with movies is technical issues. That seems to be always a big concern. So it might not necessarily just be that the game's not that great, because a lot of them, you know, these titles are in development for years and years and years and years. So, you know, you do find things with technical issues with the title, or servers, or, you know, what have you, can play a big part in that. Or, you know, but there have been some games that just have, I guess, under-delivered on what they, you know, had been built to be. But I guess they're just doing their best to put out the title. And, you know, obviously, I guess they don't go into it with any expectation that the game isn't going to do that well.
So, look, does building up hype make sort of a commercial sense? I mean, are we talking about sort of encouraging people to pre-order games? Is that where the kind of impetus comes from?
Yeah, I think that's kind of the catalyst. I mean, you look at events such as E3, Gamescom, even Paris Games Week, you know, obviously that's where games are announced. Obviously, it's pretty much day and day. You can now get, from the day that a title's announced, you can pretty much have some sort of a pre-order, whether it's an official pre-order or it's just kind of a placeholder pre-order. And then that's where the cycle sort of starts, and it builds up to release. But games, you know, over the, what, last 20, 30 years have become a much, much more congested space. So you're fighting against, you know, your competition. So you've got to do everything you can to make your game stand out and make that, you know, and the game that your consumer wants to invest $100 into, you know, just off the bat. So I think that the hype is what's required to get that investment.
Of course, I think what's interesting to me is that when we look at the way people market and try and manufacture hype, there's always games that just get people excited, dare I say it, organically, just something about them without any marketing spend, and people are really on top with it.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, you've got your fanboy elements. You know, it's interesting, Nintendo's about to release this sort of micro console that has, I think, 32 classic games built into it from the Nintendo Entertainment System, which is coming out in later this year, November, and I've already pre-ordered two of them. So, you know, I don't even need any. I'm like, yeah, I'm one for the office, I'm one for home. It's the same. I mean, and you go to, you know, like I was saying, events like E3 or Gamescom, and you'll be sitting in a press conference, and then all of a sudden, you know, God of War comes on in the Sony conference, and you can't even hear the presenter because it's just people going bananas over this stuff. So, you know, there are obviously with, you know, long-standing franchises, there are people that have an affinity with that brand, and that kind of helps, I guess, generate the hype. And you've now got with social media the ability for people that are, I guess, ambassadors for the brand. So your core franchise users can go and generate hype as well on behalf of the publisher. It's not just the publisher using marketing tools to build that hype.
And just really quickly, look, a lot of film buffs know that if you're not seeing reviews until the day that a film comes out, that's quite often an indication that the studio is a little bit concerned about how it's going to be reviewed. They don't want you reading a negative review before you buy tickets. Is the same thing happening with games?
It's interesting. I think there are differences between titles, between publishers as to when you can. I mean, we are very lucky that we do get a day and date release globally with the US, and I think it's something it's obviously a concern for some, but I think now with the YouTube generation and the Twitch generation, it's going to have, you've now got people on the morning, potentially in Australia, if you've got a day and date, you've got someone in the morning of a game's release playing, a title in Australia, and it's effectively the day before in the US. So it's even those sorts of things where sometimes you see the Australian embargo will be the day after release because they're trying to stop, potential negative impact overseas, because we're in a bit of a global economy now in that respect. But I do agree that there's definitely something that needs to be worked on.
Excellent stuff. Joel, thanks for talking to Breakfast this morning.
Not a worry. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Joel Van Dahl, publisher, commercial lead at MCV Pacific, talking about the commercial sensibilities around hyping up games, both indie and what we call AAA.